NewRadioSports.com, and welcome to the Southern Door Eagles Central podcast, where we talk to coaches and preview the upcoming week's game. Friday night is homecoming for the Southern Door Eagles as they come off a 44-7 victory over Clintonville, giving them a 1-0 start to their regular season of this Packerland Conference schedule. And earlier this week, we had a chance to talk to Southern Door head coach Ryan Zilke. NewRadioSportsNetwork.com. I'm Tim Coles, and we are joined by Southern Door head football coach Ryan Zilke. And coach, first of all, I'm sure you had a lot of good things to point out on the tape after that game against Clintonville, but what's been maybe some of the things that you've been paying a little extra attention to during your practices this week?
Yeah, a lot of good stuff came out of Clintonville, especially the win. This week, we've been concentrating on some of our O-line play, just trying to crisp up our running game. We are, you know, looking to be a running football team, and definitely want to make sure that that's a viable option as the season goes forward.
And the nice thing as well is that you had a good night running the football, but, I mean, Alex Dowes, too, I'll spoil the beans to you. He'll be our Culver Student Athlete of the Week. He was able to not just tuck the ball under and be able to run with it, but he had a couple nice throws on Friday night as well. Can you kind of talk about how he's been able to develop as a thrower and not just the runner?
Well, Alex put a lot of emphasis on to improving as an athlete in general this year, finding the weight room and on a regular basis. And you can see the commitment that he put into his athleticism, but he also studied the game a little bit more from the quarterback perspective. Coming in last year, you know, not knowing that we were looking at him at quarterback and still earning the spot, now this year having another year under his belt to read defenses and see where to go with that ball and have be able to make different reactions instead of having to make quick reactions.
Is that maybe the biggest step right there that he's taken from year one to year two, is just that kind of that football smarts when it comes to the quarterback position?
I believe that the biggest thing that he's not doing is not panicking anymore. He's feeling a little more comfortable back there and knows to read, you know, before the snap just as much as after the snap. So we're starting to get him to play quarterback instead of just being an athlete that could throw the football.
And coach, obviously in past years, you've had to kind of watch out for injuries and people staying eligible. This year, you add, you know, possible COVID-19 possibilities when you look at maybe kids, contracting the virus or even just simply being quarantined. What are some of the things that you're doing to kind of mitigate what that could impact your team?
We really can't control a lot of it. We talked to the guys quite a bit about steps that they can take on their own, you know, outside of school and off the football field to prevent, you know, just the contact or being even included in the contact conversation, with the masks and the social distancing and trying to take every precaution we can to continue to be able to keep going. At the same time, we're doing those precautions in practice, keeping, you know, guys from being in contact when they don't need to be. Limiting our contact drills and just doing everything we can to make it still get football in, still get football coached through a level that they're not going to be injured and they're going to be successful, but at the same time trying to mitigate those risks, like you say, and find a way to keep the guys as safe and as trained up as we still possibly can, given the outline from the school and what we're trying to accomplish. So far they've been real good. They've been accepting of every challenge we've given them, and they're definitely looking to continue their season.
And as you look at other opponents, you can obviously be game planning against maybe one or two players, and all of a sudden, you know, that player might not show up on the field because of that quarantine or because of they got the virus. What kind of steps do you take once you line up on the field and be like, hey, we've been game planning for number 12, but now it's number 8 instead?
That's where we're really trying this year, especially to focus on more of what we can do and what we do well, and take that into the game instead of focusing just on an opponent. The past two games, we haven't had film on the team for this current year. So to break down film on what they're doing, it's taken a different challenge being as Peshtigo didn't have a game last week and Clintonville, you know, having a new head coach and not having a game prior to us. So that's been the biggest challenge as a coach. But, you know, to prepare for one kid, we're doing more of let's prepare ourselves and execute our game plan better than having to worry about how we're going to prepare against the team.
Have you had a chance to look at last year's Peshtigo film at all? And can you take anything from last year's game and bring it into Friday night's game?
Peshtigo is a fairly familiar opponent. We've played them quite a few times, and they're they're a good, solid football team, and they're going to come out and they're going to do what they have had success with, and that's run the football. And we're trying to prepare our defense to be ready for a very tough physical game, where last week was a little more spread out and quicker game. This one's going to be, more physical, more in the trenches, more, they're going to try and run the ball down our throat, and we have to find a way to stop it. So that's been our focus so far at practice this week.
Finish this sentence before we let you go. Southern Door wins tonight if?
Southern Door wins tonight if we can stop Peshtigo's run and force them to pass.
Pretty simple stuff. Ryan Zilke, your Southern Door head football coach, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Yep, you too. Head coach Ryan Zilke of Southern Door. You're listening to New Radio Sports Network. And the Eagles' opponent Friday night is the Peshtigo Bulldogs. They actually beat Southern Door pretty handily last year in Peshtigo. Because of the late start to the season and actually Sturgeon Bay moving their fall sports to the springtime, at least the contact sports, that is, Peshtigo comes into the season without a game under their belt and also some additional challenges. New Radio Sports Network's Isaac Ironman has more.
How difficult have things been preparing your team so far for this season?
Well, with the low numbers we have, we really can't scrimmage. We only have 21 kids. And for the grades came out last week, and we lost four kids to grades. And we had to suspend a young man, so we're going to be dressing 16 to come and play a very, very good football team.
Yeah, that sounds very tough.
Yeah, it's been very tough.
Have there been any difficulties so far dealing with the whole COVID situation as far as like practice and training and things of that nature?
Not really. We've been diligent in what we do. We have a sanitizer that we sanitize all the equipment with after practice. Kids sanitize their hands when they go get a drink from their water bottles. We have hand sanitizers over by the bleachers and stuff. So we're on them pretty hard about all that kind of stuff. So, and every kid has that shut face shield that prevents spitting and stuff. So, and constantly on them, and we've been able to manage it pretty good so far. I think the kids are getting it more from the outside. We have one young man that's been quarantined now for 14 days because his father had it. So it's coming from outside of our realm here instead of inside.
Gotcha. And then does that one player, does he complete his quarantine, or is he going to be sitting out tomorrow?
He won't even be with us on the bus. He is quarantined till the 5th of October, and he will return to practice on the 6th.
Okay, gotcha. And then how have you prepared for Southern Door so far this week?
The best we can. We can only run offense against the six young men that are, on the sideline, going to be on the sidelines, and that's not very much of a, shall we say, a challenge.
Yeah.
but we've been running on garbage cans. We've been running, we can only do what we can do. We can tell, kids it's going to be a faster paced game than what we're getting here in practice. And their eyes are going to get open on that first contact, and then we'll see how we respond from there.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's got to be pretty tough trying to prepare for, an 11-on-11 when you can't even field, like a scrimmage or like just practice situations like that.
No, it's impossible. And as far as defensively, we've been showing them film as much as we can. from last year because we didn't play at all this year. So we didn't have any film of Southern Door from this year. But knowing their roster from last year, they're absolutely loaded. I mean, they had so many. They started quite a few sophomores and juniors and even had that young receiver as a freshman last year. And, of course, you know, the quarterback's back and their tall receiver's back. And they got another boat in the backfield. So, yeah, they're going to be formidable, to say the least.
Gotcha. And then is there anything else you'd like to tell me about this year's team?
Well, off the record, yeah, but not on the record. No, we're gonna come and give it our best shot, and we'll do what we can with what we've got. And like I said, we just got to give it our best. And I just want the kids to compete. I just want them to compete as best they can.
We want to thank both coaches, Jeff Barrel for Pesh to Go, and of course Ryan Zilke for Southern Door, for joining us on this week's Southern Door Eagles football preview. You'll be able to tune in beginning at 6:30 p.m. with the pregame show, kickoff at 7 o'clock. Brian Major and myself, Tim Coles, we will carry the action for you on 102.1 More FM. So make sure you tune in. A lot of exciting homecoming festivities going on. We'll have the call for you once again beginning at 6:30 with the pregame show, followed by kickoff at 7 o'clock. Thank you for listening to our Southern Door Eagles football preview on the Southern Door Eagles Central podcast page at newradiosports.com.